Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Last hour, we heard Giuliani quite a bit breaking down some of the evidence, but that was from a Fox liberal host that just tried to argue with Giuliani, not really taking the evidence, not deal with any of the claims made or discuss them. She just wanted to try to barbecue Giuliani, and he beat her at it, and she didn't know what to do, so she kind of melted down. That's liberal Fox for you, showing their true colors as they tipped their hand. They put their thumb on the scale for Joe Biden in the election night coverage. Shame on Fox. But again, they show their true colors. We've warned you about Fox and their backers of the Democrats and the Bidens and the Clintons, and they have been for decades. You've just been deceived all this time. However, now what's interesting is this. Our phone lines went down last hour. Lost Larry Pratt. Couldn't get him back. I got to email him and apologize. Kurt, at the top of the next hour on the news, I checked our lines. They're up and perfect. I didn't touch a thing.
Poof.
So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what's up with that or how to solve that, but there you go. You know, is it a fraud, a conspiracy? I don't know. I'm just telling you that's the interesting thing. Now, the liberal side is Fox, and they're attacking the president and Giuliani and everybody else talking about election fraud. They say they're claims without evidence. Even the top of the hour news, town hall, SRN news, Christian news says, oh, without evidence, without evidence. It's a lie. There's plenty of evidence, folks. We're going to get to that evidence now. So you got Newsmax now breaking it down. They're a little more fair to Giuliani. We want to play this and talk about this as well.
Hey, folks, welcome to the second hour of American Agenda. I'm Bob Sellers. Attorney General William Barr is urging federal prosecutors to examine allegations of voting irregularities before states certify election results in the coming weeks.
Okay, let's be clear. So we want to look into fraud now because we believe there's enough evidence to look into it, says the attorney general. The mainstream press doesn't believe it, still lies and says there's none. And then this is the critical part. Before states certify their election results. So if the election results are not certified, how can we declare a winner? One answer. Dishonesty and fraud.
Says the president and his legal team continued to make the case for election fraud. Joining me now is the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who's leading this election legal fight. So tell me, sir, how are things going? Where do things stand right now?
Well, after filing the lawsuit yesterday in Pennsylvania, which supported by 50-plus witnesses that say that Republicans were excluded from observing over 600,000 questionable ballots in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and only in those two Democrat corrupt cities, really. Rest of Pennsylvania, no problem. We think we have a good chance, also when you consider the additional allegations of fraud there, to have that vote overturned and not certified. I mean, the margin of victory was only 40,000 after the president had been ahead by 700,000. And I think we can show that this was part of a concerted effort on the part of the Democrat Party to do this in 10 different states, because the same thing they did in Philadelphia, herd the Republicans in corrals, not let them see the ballot. They did it in Pittsburgh. They did it in Detroit. They did it in Milwaukee. They did it in Phoenix. They did it in Las Vegas. They did it in all these places where they have this Democrat, you know, machine. And it's impossible that every one of these Democratic leaders woke up the day after the election with the same idea of not allowing Republicans to see the mail ballots and corral them into chutes, even though the law of their state requires that it be observed by a Republican and a Democrat. And forever, we've done that with absentee ballots.
And with all fairness, the Republicans have done this over and over and over. When Ron Paul was really going to gain ground and literally launch his presidential campaigns in 08 and 12, they did this stuff to Ron Paul, too. So the Republicans are guilty of it, too. Let's be very clear. Let's also be very clear that they've allowed this to go on for 60 plus years. This is nothing new. I'm glad the president wants to take it on now, and Kirk Crosby's right. There's no better time than the present to drill into this and solve the criminal activity. I agree with all that. But the Republicans are just mad because they're not allowed at the fraud party. Okay, what about the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party? And I can go on and on, the Green Party, the the Reform Party. And those people have been locked out for decades, and the Republicans have been just fine with that then, right? So, you know, the Democrats are a little bit in trouble because they didn't allow the Republicans, the duopoly in the swamp, to continue as their partner. That's really the problem here. That's why I don't believe it'll be overturned, really, just because what are you going to do, call fraud to the whole con game? And I wish it were true, but I just don't see it. But nevertheless, Giuliani continues. I'm just making the point, though, that the Democrats are just mad because they're not allowed to be part of the fraud like they've been before.
Second, we're about to file a lawsuit now in Michigan in which, again, hundreds of thousands of ballots were cast without any observation. A Democrat whistleblower working for the...
Now, let me give you a little bit of the difference. Sorry to keep interrupting, but this host is not trying to interrupt. This host is politely letting Mr. Giuliani, president's attorney, make the case, right?
Board in Detroit has come forward and has given evidence of days and days of fraud, preparation for it, backdating of votes, going into the polling place with people, showing them how to vote, taking votes of people that weren't registered and then actually going to the registrar book and registering at the time. She observed all of this. She was disgusted with it. She's a Democrat. She's come forward. She's given us an affidavit, and she's at the heart of the Democratic case that we have, which will be filed in Lansing, Michigan, which will show that well more than the margin of victory are illegal votes. And then a very extraordinary thing, somewhere around 4 or 4:30 in the morning, on November 4, right after the election, 100,000 or so ballots showed up at the headquarters. The observers were leaving at that time, so the crooked Democrats in Detroit figured they could count the ballots when the observers weren't around. However, several observers remained behind, and they have given us affidavits. And the affidavits say that these 100,000 ballots that were not properly... packaged. They're supposed to be packaged in a big wooden box with an inner box and a seal. They look more like this. Some that have come in earlier in the day, they look somewhat more like in boxes like this. Don't know if you can see that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we're laid out like that.
So now he's showing evidence of how it really was in detail, and the host is watching. He doesn't interrupt. He just goes, oh, my God, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's not an argument. He's presenting his side right now, right? That's what you have him on for. At least that's what I thought.
Completely destroys the secrecy of the ballot. And then all of a sudden they began counting them very quickly. And three different affiants, people who have sworn under oath, this is one of them, Andrew Cito, said that all of these votes, to the extent that he heard them being called out or he observed them, were for Joseph Biden.
Okay.
And every ballot he saw had no one else on the ballot.
Just to be clear, you're talking about that occurred allegedly in Michigan? Is that where you're saying that?
Yes, I'll read you the affidavit.
No, that's okay. You don't have to read it. I just want to make clear where you were talking about.
I'm talking about Andrew Cito in Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan, at the TCF Center. He was there from 9:30 in the morning. He remained behind when many other people left. At 4:30 in the morning, these shipment of absentee ballots came in. He was told that there were several vehicles outside with out-of-state license plates. They pulled up to the center at 4:30, and they unloaded many boxes of ballots.
Okay.
Tens of thousands of ballots were brought in and placed on 8 long tables.
But Mr. These Mayor, could I ask you a question about the process here? Could I ask you? So you filed suit in Pennsylvania regarding the allegations of fraud that you have. Obviously, you say you're going to go to Lansing as far as this situation. I'm kind of curious, what's the timing here in which you expect to get some sort of answer? How it turns out, what kind of remedy are you looking for?
Well, in the case of both Pennsylvania and Michigan, in fact, in every state, this election is guided by the laws of the state legislature. And then it's the state legislature that has to certify the result as honest and fair. We're in a position in both Pennsylvania and Michigan where they can't possibly do that. And now we will move on to Georgia. where the same thing happened, to Wisconsin, to Nevada, where the same thing happened, to Arizona. It's very, very curious that, you know, on Tuesday night, the president was way ahead by 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania, 5% in Michigan, 8% in Wisconsin. And by the next morning, because of things like this, votes being brought in the middle of the night, the whole thing had changed.
Well, there are people...
It happened in all these places. It can't be a coincidence that they decided they would exclude Republican observers in every one of these places at exactly the same time.
Okay. So in Pennsylvania, you have already filed suit regarding these allegations, correct? Do you know when you would get some sort of answer on that issue?
Well, it's up to the court, and of course it has to be done on an expedited basis. We have to have an opportunity to call the witnesses. We have 50 of them, but their testimony is rather short, and it's all in affidavit form already. We have to make a record and then hopefully bring it to the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court. At the same time, we'll be moving ahead in Lansing, Michigan. Uh-huh. There's already been a private case filed in Michigan 2 days ago, similar to ours, but not as complete.
And how many states total have you made or planned to make allegations similar to this?
I would say anywhere from 8 to 10.
Okay.
All of them are states in which we have one common allegation and then different things. The common allegation is that when they started counting these new mail-in votes, they excluded Republicans from observing.
Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, Giuliani presenting evidence, ladies and gentlemen. We let Giuliani continue.
Okay. They put Republicans mostly in corrals that were 20 and 30 feet away and wouldn't allow us to see most, if at all, any of the ballots.
And what kind
but
of remedy?
We have additional
what kind of
things like we have these ballots that are brought in the middle of the night. We have backdated ballots.
Right.
The ballots had to end on November 3rd, according to Justice Alito. We have thousands and thousands and thousands that have been backdated. And we have witnesses for all of them.
Okay.
So we have numerous instances of fraud, but the common theme is excluding Republicans in 10 different places. And the same system was used has to have been a common objective.
Now, if the states come back and say, yes, they were allowed to observe, or even though they were not permitted to observe as you would wish, What do you think the remedy should be? Throwing out every ballot? Throwing out the ones involved with that? What would you expect a remedy
to
be?
First of all, the states aren't going to come back and say they weren't counted the way we wish. They weren't counted based on the law of the state. Each one of these states.
So I will say that was a little bit of a clown question from the host there. I know it's, Newsmax, they're supposed to be the good guys. But look, it's a clown question. We want all the legal ballots counted, and we want all the illegal ballots discounted. And we want that done by the state because of law. Okay, this is a law and order discussion. It isn't an opinion. It isn't I wish. It isn't I, oh my gosh, I'm wringing my hands. This is a legal issue. Either they're legally counted or they're illegally counted. Which are we going to embrace or accept in America? That's the point. And the clown question from the host proves he doesn't even get it.
So how does it resolve itself? If they come out, if they were to say, you're absolutely right, that is what happened, and of course we know there'll be arguments against that, but if they say, yes, you're right, how do you think this resolves itself? What happens?
First off, it doesn't resolve itself, sir. Good, honest people decide to uphold the law. And if there's ballots that have been included in the number, the count, that are illegal, that are wrongfully submitted or wrongfully counted, they need to be removing from the vote totals. Because what the state has to eventually do is certify their results as honest and fair according to the law. Okay, I don't know why the host would ask such a clown question in the beginning.
Well, first of all, the votes can't be certified then. The state legislature can't certify an unlawful vote count.
So the state would not certify it,
What we would ask for is that you deduct in those counties the number of votes that we have proven were unlawfully examined.
Okay.
So it's easiest in Pennsylvania because we've done the arithmetic. We can count 633,000 votes that were submitted without any observation.
And Kurt, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't understand how the host could ask such a clown question. I don't get it. Look, this is lawful. We want all the ballots that are legally counted. And the ones that are illegal, we don't want counted. How intelligent do you got to be to get that?
Right. This host is not, not probably a millionaire host, getting millions or whatever. But at least when you compare it, yeah, that's right. But at least when you compare him to the two news babes on Fox.
He's a little better.
That were basically interrupting most of the time. And would try to dissuade him and take him off to different things. I think he had some legitimate questions,
even though
they were,
But I would say this, if that's the best we've got, we're in trouble.
In my opinion. Right. Well, sure. But it's the best that they've got right there at that time.
Yeah, that's right.
By a neutral observer, and certainly not by a Republican.
Okay.
In Detroit.
You want them thrown out. You don't want a recount. You want them thrown out.
Well, there's no reason to recount them. You can no longer tell whether they're valid or not. Once you remove the envelope, you remove the only thing that tells you whether they're valid or not.
Right. That becomes the naked ballot at that point.
Naked ballot. That's why mail-in voting, even by justices of the Supreme Court 10 and 12 years ago, was thought to be a horrible thing to do.
All right, Mr. Mayor,
fraught with fraud.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to run, but I appreciate you sharing.
Thank you for the hearing. Because a lot of networks don't allow us to bring this information to the public.
Well, we appreciate you talking to us, bringing us up to date. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Rudy Giuliani.
And I happen to agree with Giuliani. At least he, in Kurt's point, at least he was willing, and that's why we play this, at least he was willing to let Giuliani speak and make his points. He did ask some good questions. I get it. What's the timing of this thing? She asked that question, too. The difference when she asked it on Fox was that she didn't let him even finish on the evidence discussion first. Okay, so she was just trying to move, and try to make him look foolish. It didn't work. She got her head handed to her is what really happened. The news of the networks refused to use marches on. Now, I want to go straight to Matt Staver. Because Matt Staver over at Liberty Counsel, with his crack attorney on the ground named Jonathan Anderson, they've got evidence. They've got information. Jonathan Alexander. Okay. They've got information as well, Kurt. Not so fast.
Says,
this is not over. Turn off the media that is prematurely basically crowning their favorite, right?
Right, exactly. And he says, I have deployed some of our attorneys to join the battle for election integrity. One of our attorneys is an official observer in Pennsylvania. Jonathan Alexander arrived in Pennsylvania last week along with other lawyers to observe the contentious ballot counting in the, maybe that's a Freudian slip because, you know, we get a lot of battles here, ballot. Anyway, ballot counting in the Keystone State. Jonathan's role is to prevent election fraud by witnessing the process and preserving evidence for the courts to review. But many voting locations in Pennsylvania are openly defying a state court order. The court ruled that observers must be permitted to witness the vote counting to ensure the ballots are complete and properly counted. Not one of the attorneys representing the Trump campaign have been allowed entry to observe the ballot counting in Philadelphia, despite Jonathan being an authorized observer and a member of the Pennsylvania bar. The Democratic officials would not permit him or anyone else to observe the ballot count.
Now, let me stop you there. So you've got an attorney that has passed the bar in the given state who has a documentation allowing him to observe the counting of the ballots. He was not allowed to do that. Okay, I'm not saying that other people that have rights to view it aren't important either, but this is a certified attorney who passed the bar, who's got permit. Okay, they wouldn't let him view. So that's firsthand evidence that the point Giuliani is making is true, Kurt, from a third-party organization. Okay, Mr. Alexander's law license is on the line if he lies about that, Kurt. So this is serious, and it ups the ante quite a bit. Continue, sir.
Good point. Then he gives us a picture. He says the picture to the right is the closest Jonathan was able to get to the tables where the ballots are counted. He was not even permitted to enter the conference room. As you can see, there is nothing that can possibly be observed from such a distance. By the time you read this, a federal lawsuit will have been filed challenging the fairness and transparency of Pennsylvania's election processes. Meanwhile, election fraud ran rampant across the country. In addition to the many documented examples of election fraud I wrote to you about, many more have come to light nationwide. He starts with Buffalo, New York. He says a U.S. postal worker was arrested at the Canadian border with a carload of undelivered ballots. In Texas, a social worker who has been charged with 134 felony counts of election fraud, 134, that's a pretty good batch, for illegally registering and voting for disabled people in her care without their knowledge or consent. Las Vegas, Nevada, a trove of completed ballots were found in the trash can of St. Anne's Church, which had been a polling place a few days before. All but one of the discarded ballots was marked for Trump. Las Vegas, Nevada, a postal worker was caught on film giving ballots to a journalist instead of election officials. In Clark County, Nevada, an election official has signed an affidavit stating that voters could vote without any identification whatsoever. In Traverse City, Michigan, undercover videos show postal employees conspiring to commit large-scale voter fraud. In Antrim County, Michigan, a computer glitch changed 6,000 Trump votes to Biden votes. In Erie, Pennsylvania, a postal employee has agreed to testify regarding a postmaster's scheme to fraudulently backdate the late ballots. In Buck County, Pennsylvania, videos show ballots thrown in the trash. And these are just a handful of the new, credible, and well-documented examples of election fraud that have come in over the last 24 hours, and more keep coming.
And this isn't just Giuliani and Trump now. This is the third party, Liberty Counsel, that just wants the truth. And poor Alexander, he got schnookered, didn't he?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following weeks of increased COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, more state leaders have begun asking residents to stay at home in hopes of helping curb the virus. This week, Texas became the first U.S. state to surpass a million cases. COVID-19 is hurting us more than we think. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has this.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that one in five coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Joe Biden said Tuesday that nothing would stop the transfer of power in the U.S. government.
We're going to be moving along in a consistent manner, putting together our administration, the White House, and reviewing who we're going to pick for the cabinet positions. And nothing's going to stop that.
President Trump continues his legal actions, claiming ballot harvesting and voter irregularities. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. In the Silver State last week, state officials in Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud. Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. A whistleblower has come forward in Clark County, home of Las Vegas, claiming voter fraud was allegedly committed in Nevada during the early voting period. Her claim of ballot harvesting is in a sworn affidavit. The affidavit, which has been submitted to the Justice Department, also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without identification. USA Radio News.
All right, continuing with the evidence Fox claims doesn't exist, from Matt Staver, Jonathan Alexander in Pennsylvania. Kurt?
Pretty good, Sam. And he says, and these are just a handful of the new, credible, and well-documented examples of election fraud that have come in over the last 24 hours, and more keep coming. In a future email, he says, I will share concerns about the Hammer software. I haven't heard that talked about anywhere. Like the vote switching I mentioned above in Michigan. He says, don't lose hope. We've been here before, and we won. If you've been following Liberty Counsel for a long time, you already know that in the year 2000, the last time a presidential election was contested, Liberty Counsel helped lead the legal battle to certify the election. In the days following the 2000 election, I deployed our legal team. Anita and I litigated 5 weeks nonstop to defend the integrity of the presidential election. On December 12, 2000, the Supreme Court of the United States ended the contested election. George W. Bush became the 43rd president. As you know, much of Liberty Counsel's work this year has been fighting to keep pastors, preachers, you know, he tells other things about preborn babies and different things that they work on. But
So never mind all the evidence that we have.
Fasting and prayer and donations, if possible.
Never mind all the evidence that we have. Fox continues to claim there's zero evidence. Fox News literally cuts off President Donald Trump campaign news conference. They literally cut it off. Neil Cavuto and crew cut it off and said, we can't take this lie. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. But Matt Staver and crew continue to gather evidence. Giuliani and crew continue to gather evidence. The courts have evidence now being submitted to them. You've literally got a situation where William Barr authorizes the Department of Justice to dig into this evidence. We've got more on the evidence, folks. U.S. Postal Service faces bombshell allegations in helping steal the elections, writes WorldNet Daily. Wow. USPS vote fraud whistleblower. Guy's name is Richard Hopkins. Again, you want evidence, I'll give you names and places and people. Richard Hopkins. Quote, I did not recant testimony. Project Veritas releases audio of a federal agent coercing a postal worker. So now you got the federal agents involved in the fraud, Kurt.
Well, it's you know, it's a target-rich environment, Sam. You just got to say that, right?
Yeah, but I submit the American people don't have the stomach for this, and the media has already decided. Will they really overturn the election and expose the fraud? I pray the answer is yes. I pray the answer is yes. All right, let's go to Polak, because Polak breaks down seven kinds of election interference from fraud to censorship. So some of it may not even be fraud, Kurt, but again, it's election manipulation. And when the issue is honesty, this matters as well. Kurt?
That's correct. And this is Joel B. Pollack. He writes for Breitbart. And let's see, I'll tell you who his, at least some about him. He says he's a senior editor at large at Breitbart News, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM, etc. So, you know, he's winner of the Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. I mean, he's got some stuff on him. Anyway, he says the headline from him, from Breitbart, says seven kinds of election interference from fraud to censorship. And he says, you know, he lists them. He says, here are the seven ways the vote is tilted. Voter fraud. I think we've covered that pretty well. Ballot harvesting. Curing.
But see, hold on to me. Ballot harvesting is voter fraud.
Yeah, I think so too. I just mean there's kind of these little sections, I guess he's breaking it down to. Then you got curing absentee ballots. So what that really means is if somebody screwed up on their thing, instead of chucking them, they cure them. You know what I mean? They fix them, you know. And number four says deadline extensions, relaxed rules. Number, you know, I mean, that wasn't the case in our case, Sam. Remember when we had to file that one thing, that one paper at that one
certain
date?
Oh, no, dude, you were like 30 seconds late, and they shut you down, buddy.
That's right. They didn't, have any extensions or any extra time there for us. Number five, privately funded get-out-the-vote efforts. You know, talking about the billionaires like Zuckerberg and
Yeah, like old Mike Bloomberg putting big money into that kind of stuff, right? Zuckerberg manipulating things at Facebook. We go on and on, right?
Mm-hmm. Number six says automatic vote-by-mail applications. And he talks about, you know, these, I mean, it's just like the president said, when you're going to put that many ballots out there, just whatever, willy-nilly, you're going to have troubles. Number seven says social media censorship. And to me, it's hard to say which one's the biggest, but that's a pretty massive one, if you ask
me. Say that one again.
Goes to social media censorship, or, you know, and he doesn't even list the other media. You know, he's talking about social media.
But it's the whole media. Social media, just the tip of the sword right now.
Right. Good point.
It's serious, serious indeed. He continues.
Well, that's pretty much covers his, you know,
seven kinds of election interference. But ladies and gentlemen, let me clearly articulate to you what I believe really is going on, okay? Honesty is the issue. And Americans don't understand it, but they've divided us over every fault line. Male, female, young, old, white, black, rich, poor. The list goes on and on and on and on. Now they want to divide you whether you're a mask supporter or you're against masks, whether you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter. And the continued divisions are on every fault line. Now the divisions are on the fault line of, do you support the allegations of vote fraud and believe there's something there, or do you believe it's just all about nothing? And they've even got the Republicans divided about this big time. Romney says there's nothing. Move along. Trump says this is a problem. You've got groups of people now showing their true colors. Fox used to be the conservative, we report, you decide guys. Now they're literally fraudulent in your face, just cutting off the Republican president in the middle of a press conference because they say he has no evidence. But there's evidence filed in the courts. If there's no evidence, how do we have a court case? You might disagree with the evidence, as Giuliani points out, but you can't debate whether there's evidence or not. You might disagree with it. That's fine. But you've got the U.S. Postal Service bombshell allegations on video where the guy's like, hey, I'm testifying they were coercing me, and I'm not recanting my testimony. WorldNet Daily right there with this piece. So this isn't debatable about that. But they're dividing us on every fault line they can possibly find, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's why it matters. There's two things in the last segment we're going to do. Here's why it matters. There's an urgent message put out by David Horowitz, Kurt. Now, I'm not a real fan of David Horowitz because I believe he was a liberal and I believe he has other agendas. But he does bring up what I've been saying for literally decades now on your radio. They're not interested in anything about the divide lines that they find. They're interested in creating chaos and using those divide lines to divide and conquer. But they don't care about the guidelines. They don't care that they think you're a white supremacist. They know you're not. They don't care that they think you're a male chauvinist or a woman's this or a this or that. They don't care if you're a Republican supporter or a Trump supporter or a Romney supporter. They don't care about any of that stuff. They just use that because it works well to divide and conquer and manipulate and create chaos. What they really want is a global tyranny, and that's what they're after, and they'll do anything to get it. And so what David Horowitz says is this. Jewish leader, that's David Horowitz, says virus, meaning the coronavirus, the COVID-19 is dry run for Christian persecution. So David Horowitz blatantly, openly admitting, hey, saying, hey, they've got a dry run. They're using this COVID virus as a dry run to ramp up Christian persecution. You see it. If you're a liberal and you want to basically riot and overturn cop cars and rape and pillage and plunder, you're allowed to do that. In fact, they won't say a word about no mask. They won't say a word about your mass gatherings. Okay, if you want to go to a bar, no problem. If you want to worship God, you can expect to be arrested and flat out shut down. Okay? It's a dry run for attacks on Christians. Who was attacked the most in the COVID scenario? The answer? Churches and Christians. The more religious, the more moral, the more patriotic your event was, the more you were absolutely blasted and shut down and threatened with arrest and everything else. But if you want to promote the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, you want to riot in the streets and agitate, and no problem. You get a pass. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all this trouble in America that we've been documenting for the last hour and 45 minutes is serious indeed. We need to stand up for religious freedom. That's where the buck stops, with we the people and religious freedom to worship how, where, or what we may. How do we do it? Coming up.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
So as I was saying, David Horowitz says, hey man, the coronavirus has been used as a dry run to ratchet up Christian persecution. I think David Horowitz is spot on correct. And I've been talking about this for decades. They're not coming after you because you're a white supremacist. They know you're not. They're not coming after you because you're a racist. They're not coming after you for whatever fault line they find. That's just their divide and conquer tactic to turn us into a tyranny. They know full well none of the allegations they make are true. But all they do is overwhelm the system with an onslaught of socialism. And the people seem to melt down and get divided and attack one another. You see it at feverish pitch as we speak. Nevertheless, they're really coming for the Christians in persecution. And you say, Sam, you painted such a dire picture. What can we do about it? My response is there is hope. There is wonderful news. There are good people doing wonderful things. And you got to know about it. Today, what is it? 11-11? So 1-1-1-1? Put Jesus Christ in your life and make him number one. Here's the promo for it. Then we'll talk about it as we wrap up today. This is Solutions Radio.
On November 11th at 11 a.m., millions of Christians are gathering across America, encircling the entire perimeter of the United States, lining our main streets and standing on the mountaintops and high places to declare that we are one nation under God and that Jesus is Lord, and to make one massive appeal to heaven. America is in a monumental crisis, and thankfully the church is awakening. Many Christian ministries have led thousands of Christians in powerful times of prayer, fasting, and worship. But now, it is time for us as an entire nation of believers to respond to God's instructions found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is time for the body of Christ to come forward in unity and action. Many are now rallying around a God-given vision that rings true in all of our hearts. It's a clarion call blasting forth at lightning speed for a nationwide gathering on November 11th called 11-11 Jesus. We need every Christian in America to hear about this, so help us spread the word quickly. Little did we know that November 11th also marks the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the Mayflower to our land in 1620. And even before stepping foot on our land, the settlers signed the Mayflower Compact. It laid the foundation of our American Republic, and most importantly, stated that this land is for the glory of God. It is time that you and I reclaim this purpose for America in 2020. On November 11th, we are gathering and connecting with Christians all across our nation as we publicly stand together in our own communities. And with the power of technology, everyone will follow along for 1 hour right from their own cell phone. Yes, your cell phone. It's that simple. This moment in time has holy significance to bring history and destiny together, biblically, spiritually, nationally, and historically. November 11th also has great significance as a day that we honor our veterans who fought for our American liberty and religious freedom since our nation's inception. So here's what you'll do on 11-11 at 11 a.m. in your time zone. Grab your cell phone and your friends, family, and neighbors and head to your community's most popular gathering places. You know, where everyone goes when something is going on in your town. Just somewhere public. Spread out and line the streets, highways, or head to the beach and line the perimeter of our nation. Using your cell phone, go to the 1111 Jesus YouTube channel and click on the video that will be added on the morning of November 11th. Together we will participate in unified prayer, worship, and scripture. Then we will all declare that we are one nation under God and that Jesus is Lord of our land, and we will make one unified appeal to heaven. Starting on Sunday, November 8th, we will begin 3 days focused on preparing our own hearts so that on November 11th, we will come with an attitude of worship that comes from time spent with the Lord in personal repentance. Many are choosing to fast, and we encourage you to join in this national fast. Who knows, this alone could change the whole climate of our American church and our nation. For more information, go to 1111jesus.com. That is 1111jesus.com. Spread the word. Share this video and the website on all your platforms. Share the music video, As One We Stand, that was written specifically for 1111 Jesus. From the grassroots to our great American faith leaders, we must all come together as one. Join us at 11 a.m. in your time zone on November 11th for this powerful symphony of repentance, prayer, worship, and declaration. It will roll like a wave across this great land that we love in all of our time zones. I'm standing with you on November 11th at 11 a.m. in your time zone.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great information. The details are up on leveringliberty.net as well, so you can learn more. But I'm telling you right now, I believe that we are one nation under God. And Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something to joke about. This is serious indeed. Online prayer event, 1111jesus.com. Andrea Morris with the story for me. This is serious business. Greg from Utah wants to chime in and make a comment about the importance of Christianity. Greg?
Okay. So persecutions against Christians throughout the world has significantly increased, especially in the Middle East and in Africa and also in this nation. And the socialists and the communists, they hate Christians, they hate Christianity, and even the best of them must be considered their worst enemies. And so during the COVID pandemic, I call it a pandemic, as you indicated earlier, you can go to a bar room, you can go to, you know, the casinos and what have you, but the churches are shut down. And this is alarming. And under the First Amendment, we have a right to exercise our freedom of religion without government interference. And yet the government has initiated mandates and what have you, edicts, that conflict with the First Amendment, that conflicts with our right to worship God or to deliberate in chapels and meeting houses throughout the country. So we can see this is consistent, it's comprehensive, and it's by design, not accident. And as you indicated earlier, that this is a dangerous situation that we have to deal with, and we have to address it and stand up for our rights and assert our rights to worship and to worship God and to practice our religion. Because if we don't stand up, it's going to get worse and worse. And as Horowitz indicated, that this is a dry run to persecute the Christians. And so this is alarming. And I think people have to wake up and be aware that if we don't stand up for our rights, especially the First Amendment, it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Kurt? All I can say is amen to Greg.
Yeah, great points, Sir Greg. And he has, Greg even has roots back in the East, Sam, where, you know, all the truth comes from, you know, the great, back East, close to the Washington, D.C. area. And, I mean, us out here in the country, we can't really understand things, but at least he can put a picture on it, kind of a wrap it up for us and help us understand.
Yeah. But in America, there are some states where you cannot preach the gospel on a corner, and they consider it hate speech. And these people are getting arrested for preaching the gospel. And we're going to see more evidence of that where you can't. Eventually, it's going to come where the Bible is going to be outlawed because it's going to be considered as hate speech. And it's coming. It may take a few years, but that's what's coming down the pike. And so so why is this happening? Because it's an orchestrated plan by the secret combinations and what have you to destroy Christianity in America, because they have to destroy Christianity because they don't want people to have an allegiance to God. They want their allegiance to be to the state. And there's a conflict there, and so this is all planned, it's all contrived, it's all, and so we have to be aware of that, and again, stand up for what we believe in, and fight against these combinations and people who have a design or intentions to destroy or limit or reduce our right to pray or right to worship in America.
All I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is just imagine if we had a million people put in $1 million. Or, you know what?
You mean a million people put in a dollar?
A million people put in $1 million, Kurt. Just imagine if we could
each
have
each one, you mean?
Yeah, there's millionaires. Okay. They make millionaires. How many millionaires do they make every day? There's thousands and thousands and thousands in America. Millionaires are like people who used to make six figures now, right? But imagine if we had a million people put in a dollar a day. Imagine if we just had 25 people put in, you know, a couple thousand. Imagine if we had 100 people put in, you know, $5,000. Just imagine, Greg, where your message could go. Your message is spot on and timely, sir.
Yeah, and it does take money to enlighten and to educate the people and to fight against tyranny and oppression. I realize that because, you know, if patriotic groups can be funded and that would help their cause and the word could get out, and I think more people would be, more people would be subject to the truth. And with the truth will make you free. So it's very important that people of wealth, people even not of wealth, but people who have the means to do so, they should contribute to these patriotic groups and causes, and that would help our situation immensely. I agree with that.
And, you know, it almost makes you think about the old phrase back in the old days with the Founding Fathers where they said this, you know, they would basically pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. You know, I guess most of us are at the point where we're like, well, I don't know if we ought to pledge our fortune yet. But I think in many cases what happens is we wait too long and then we lose many of the most valuable things because we don't pledge our fortunes, you know.
Yeah. There was a situation in Nicaragua, and this person, there was a very wealthy businessman, and he was asked to contribute to fight against the communists there, the Sandinistas. And he said, I don't want to get involved. You know, it's too controversial, whatever. And eventually he lost his business. He had to flee Nicaragua. And then he moved to Florida. And he said, I regret not having this opportunity for not fighting against the Sandinistas.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's absolutely right. And we want to live our lives with no regrets. And we want to stand up for the sacred cause of liberty. It is about God, family, and country. It is about protecting life, liberty, and property. Transparency is key. Honesty is the issue. The new media is taking center stage to the best of our ability. We are putting our money, our time, where our mouth is on this thing. And you know what? We're far from perfect, and we just wish we could get the collaborative efforts of the American people to jump on board and join us in enough numbers to really grow our presence in the media. Is it about Sam and Kurt? No, it is not. If you find a more worthy host, fund them and not us, okay? But we do the very best we can to let you hear the true news, the reality check, the fact check, whatever you want to call it. We do our very best to tell the tale in the most honest, direct, clear way we possibly can. And if there's another better at it than we are, by all means, embrace them. But I feel like there's far and few between, that's for sure. We need your financial support. LovingLiberty.net for Sam, Kurt, Greg, and many others. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. LovingLiberty.net.